commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Temperature of 94 later today. Be careful. The excessive heat warning starts in around 1 o'clock this afternoon. News is up next on WRCO-FM and Richland Center from ABC. It's sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the unexpected and expected things in life. And by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and interior designs. It's 73 degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump is expected today at Arlington National Cemetery. He will mark 3 years since the chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan and the bombing at the Kabul airport that left 13 U.S. service members dead. Trump expected to tie opponent Kamala Harris to the withdrawal. Fighting resuming between Israel and Hezbollah after a short-lived calm over the weekend. As for the fight with Hamas,
the White House is showing some optimism in ceasefire talks. A senior administration official says even though Hamas rejected the latest deal, Hamas negotiators are still in Cairo where discussions are happening. And U.S. officials say the U.S. was not involved in the Israeli airstrikes over the weekend, but they did help the IDF track incoming attacks.
ABC's Perry Russum. Italy launching a manslaughter investigation into the deaths of seven people on board that super yacht that sank last week, killing seven off the coast of Sicily. Extreme heat in much of the middle part of the country today. Extreme flooding in the Grand Canyon killed a hiker over the weekend. This is ABC News. Superheroes and aliens taking over the movies over the weekend.
Deadpool and Wolverine apparently a hit again, with moviegoers reclaiming its first place spot at the box office this weekend, raking in $18 million 5 weeks after its debut.
Whatever comes, we'll face it together.
Let's go.
Disney, which owns 20th Century Studios and ABC News, followed closely behind with Alien Romulus, which brought in $16.2 million in its second weekend in theaters. The film It Ends With Us took third place, earning just under $12 million. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Search teams in Iceland are trying to find two tourists believed to be trapped after an ice cave partially collapsed. About two dozen people were exploring the cave connected to a glacier when it suddenly came down around them. One person was killed, several more hurt. Uber hit with nearly $325 million fine in the Netherlands. Officials there say it failed to protect the data of Dutch riders. Uber promises to appeal. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
With Driftless Area Group, our knowledge expands beyond real estate. We offer a variety of insurance, land surveying, and interior design services. With so many unique skills residing in one special team, we work together to help you achieve all your needs. Whether it be real estate or insurance, we are your trusted partners. Start your journey with us today by visiting our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our office at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. When I was director of maintenance at a Christian campground in Michigan, Nancy and I put in a very big garden. Among other crops, we planted several potato plants. When they were ready to harvest, Nancy told me to go and dig them up. Instead of using my potato fork and taking the risk that I might cut some of the potatoes, I went over to the maintenance shed and got out our backhoe to dig the potatoes. My wife said, "You're doing that guy thing again." But by using the backhoe, I was able to completely get under the plants without cutting any potatoes and sift out the dirt to harvest the potatoes whole. Since moving to Wisconsin, I've discovered that this is very similar to the way potatoes are harvested in large fields. The harvester scoops down underneath the plants and sifts out the potato from the dirt. I think the big farmers must have gotten their idea from me. Psalm 139:23 says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." When we decide to follow Jesus, His Holy Spirit comes in to begin the process of cleansing us and moving us to a point where sin has no control over us. God takes His spiritual backhoe and digs down deep, sifting out the dirt and sin, leaving behind only His good fruit of righteousness. I certainly want the Holy Spirit to keep doing His work in me. How about you?
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money.
It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Our Labor Day sale is going on now at Court & Main. It's the perfect time to refresh your home. Enjoy 25% off all custom leather and upholstery, including recliners, sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Save 50% on all sheets, mattress protectors, adjustable bases, and pillows when you purchase a mattress. And don't forget, get a jump on the holidays with 50% off all holiday decor. Visit us at Court & Main in Richland Center and take advantage of these fantastic deals. These offers are too good to miss, so stop by before they're gone. Transform your home for less with Court & Main.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil & LP family.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, some hot and humid weather in the offing here the next couple of days yet. It's going to be quite dangerous if you overdo it out there in that heat this afternoon and again tomorrow in parts of the area, so please take it easy. Drink plenty of water, get in the shade, be sure to dress in lightweight, light-colored clothing. And we are expecting the heat index readings to climb up into the 100s, at least for several hours. Now, as far as rain chances go, looks like the best chance of thunderstorms for today and tonight will stay just north of our area. In fact, there is a level 3 enhanced risk of severe weather across much of southern Minnesota into west central Wisconsin for tonight. Some of those storms could have hurricane force winds, large hail, intense lightning, and maybe a stray tornado or two. A small chance one or two of those storms could clip into our area tonight. Tomorrow, another small chance of a thunderstorm as a cold front moves through. And then after that, temperatures will be more comfortable for the rest of the week. So today we have an excessive heat warning in place from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. for heat indices as high as 105 to 110 degrees. Partly cloudy, hot and sticky with those high temperatures around 94. South wind between 4 and 8 miles per hour. Tonight, warm and muggy with a slight chance of a thunderstorm. Low at 73. Tomorrow, there's an excessive heat watch out in the afternoon over in Iowa and Sauk counties. Temperatures topping out around 92 with partly sunny skies. Still a 30% chance of spotty thunderstorms. Wind variable becoming westerly at 5 to 10. Chance of a shower yet Tuesday night. We drop down to 66. Wednesday, partly sunny. Cooler and less humid. High near 80. Thursday, partly sunny. Showers and thunderstorms likely by the late evening. Low 57 with a high of 80. Friday, partly cloudy. Low 61, high of 80. And Saturday, partly sunny. High 79. Stay cool now. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. 76 degrees with hazy sunshine. Yesterday's high was 92. Record high 97 set in 1973. On August 26th, 1964, the record low 38. Last year's high was 74 and the low 59. Sunset will occur at 7:47 this evening. Sunrise time 6:20. For tomorrow morning. Northwest winds are at 2, barometer at 30.05, humidity at 87%. No precipitation today with hazy sunshine and following a low of 70, we're up to 76 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. A look at the high school activities beginning this week and details coming up on a Brewer loss and a day off today. The Packers prepare for the regular season now that the preseason is done. We will have a look at those stories and more in just a moment.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. Richland Center girls will be hosting a volleyball scrimmage today. They will be hosting Cassville, Highland, North Crawford, Riverdale, Royal, and Seneca. It gets underway at 3:30 at Richland Center High School Fieldhouse today. Also, the Richland Center Ithaca cross country teams will be involved in the Blackhawk Lake Invitational for cross country scrimmage tomorrow. Lots of teams from the area, including Iowa Grant, Platteville, Boscobel, Cuba City, Dodgeville, Fenimore, River Valley, Riverdale, Southwestern, and Darlington. Richland Center will be involved in its first outing officially of the year coming up. The Hornet girls will be at the Omni Center for a varsity tournament coming up beginning at noon on Wednesday. River Valley, with a scrimmage over the weekend at Wanakee, their volleyball team was involved in that, along with several teams from southwestern and south central Wisconsin. Also, there was a varsity invitational for the River Valley swim team at Milton over the weekend. Action going on this week, including running at the Blackhawk Lake invite for the River Valley cross country team and a swim meet at Stoughton coming up on Thursday. Week number two of high school football is this weekend as well. River Valley will be at Wisconsin Dells. Richland Center will be hosting their opponent Potosi Cassville for the Hornets home opener coming up on Friday night. Riverdale will be involved in the scrimmage, as mentioned today, for volleyball and run cross country tomorrow in the Blackhawk Invitational before taking part in a volleyball tournament at Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells on Friday. The Riverdale football team will be at Hillsboro. For the Ithaca volleyball team, they will be playing in a volleyball scrimmage against Weston on Tuesday evening. They'll also return home with a football team following a win on Friday night. They'll be home against Waseca Steuben Seneca, which is a non-conference game for the Bulldogs in game number two of the season. The Richland Center's soccer alumni legends will take on the current Hornet soccer team this Saturday, August 31st. The annual scrimmage for the current varsity boys soccer team and the legends of the past, who are welcome to attend and play or just cheer on the teams. Also, for more information, you can contact Rick Piasecki Saturday at 11. It will kick off the alumni versus the Richland Center Hornets soccer invite. Sunday League hometown in baseball, round robin play continues. Sauk Prairie was a winner yesterday against Sun Prairie, 3-1, and Verona stayed unbeaten with a 9-0 victory over Evansville. Week 3 of the hometown in baseball Final Four will be held this coming Sunday. Lucky Strikers Bowling League is set to start tomorrow night. They will have a meeting at 6 o'clock prior to bowling. And the Merchants Bowling League at the Phoenix Center begins its season coming up this week on August 28th, Wednesday night, starting at 6:30. Starter Frankie Montas was roughed up in a four-run fourth inning as the Oakland A's edged the Brewers 4-3 yesterday. Oakland avoided a sweep. Milwaukee got home runs from Willy Adames and Gary Sanchez, but only managed to come up with two more hits after that. Montas gave up all four runs in six innings of pitching. The Brewers come out of the weekend with a 10-game lead over the Cardinals in the National League Central Division standings. Concerning the game yesterday, here is manager Pat Murphy.
The credit goes to the A's. You know, he was had the same stuff. He just threw balls in the middle of the plate, and they did a great job, and they stayed disciplined and got the pitches they want, and got four hits in that inning and a couple walks, and that's how that stuff happens.
Murphy talked about the story of the game.
The story was, you know, obviously that they stuffed us offensively. We had one at bat with a guy in scoring position. We hit two home runs, and we flew out or popped out nearly every time. Very few hard contacts. Credit goes to the Oakland pitchers, but you got to have more than a handful of hard contacts to win a major league game.
The Brewers are starting to get a few players back that have been injured, including Aaron Ashby.
I liked what I saw at Ash. He's got his velo back from when before his surgery and, you know, for the most part, really commanded his pitches. And, yeah, I think he can help us.
The Brewers are off tonight, returning home to host the San Francisco Giants on Tuesday evening. Elsewhere yesterday in the majors, Arizona 7-5 over Boston. The Yankees beat Colorado 10-3. St. Louis 3-2 over Minnesota. It was Philadelphia 11 and Kansas City 3. The Dodgers 3-1 over Tampa Bay. Seattle 4, San Francisco 3. In the American League, Cleveland 4, Texas 2. Toronto 8-2 over the Angels. Detroit 9, the White Sox 4. Houston 6-3 over Baltimore. And in the National League action, Washington 5, Atlanta 1, Miami 7-2 over the Cubs, Pittsburgh 4, Cincinnati 3, San Diego 3-2 over the Mets. In football yesterday from the NFL preseason, Tennessee 30 and New Orleans 27, Denver 38, Arizona 12, Washington 20, and New England 10. With final rosters due Tuesday, several players had a final shot at earning a job with the Packers in the final preseason game. Green Bay won 30-7, but the score wasn't the important thing coming out of Sunday. Defensive end Aaron Mosby had a strip sack resulting in a touchdown and also an interception. Linebacker Christian Welch created a turnover for the third straight game. It will become apparent whether those efforts were enough. The Packers begin the regular season a week from Friday in Brazil against the Philadelphia Eagles. The Wisconsin men's basketball program has released its non-conference schedule for the upcoming season. The action starts with an October 30th exhibition at home against UW River Falls. The regular season starts November 4th when Holy Cross visits the Kohl Center. High-profile contests against non-conference opponents include Arizona at the Kohl Center November 15th and a short trip to Milwaukee for a game against in-state rival Marquette on December 2nd. The action will continue with preseason games up through December 22nd when they take on Detroit Mercy. The Wisconsin men's hockey program hosts the 10th annual Student Shootout. September 25th, students will start lining up for a shot at free season tickets. Even before the doors open at 5:30, any student who is in line by 8 p.m. will be allowed to take their shot. Admission is free and sticks and pucks will be provided. Hundreds of those season ticket packages will be on the line. The rest of the student tickets go on sale the next day, Thursday, September 26th at 7:30 a.m. online at uwbadgers.com. And also a rarity in Major League Baseball, Boston Red Sox catcher Danny Jansen is enjoying his odd slice of baseball history as he prepares to become the first Major League player ever to appear in the same game for both teams. Jansen was in the lineup for the Toronto Blue Jays when their June 26th game in Boston was suspended because of rain. It was scheduled to be made up today, Toronto's first trip back to Fenway Park. In the meantime, Jansen was traded to Boston. Red Sox manager Alex Cora has said he will put Jansen in the lineup when the game resumes. So, an interesting little tidbit of baseball history there. Danny Jansen playing for both clubs in that game that was now or will now be resumed today. And that is an update on Monday Morning Sports. I'm Phil Nee.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM-certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairn State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
The Richland Cattle Center extends its gratitude to valued sellers and buyers for their unwavering support. Join them this Wednesday at 11:30, featuring 38 head of Holstein heifers coming from a dispersal herd that was sold at the Richland Cattle Center in the spring of 2024. All AI sired, 5 head are bred, AI to Black Angus with a balance open. These are quality heifers, plus an impressive run of fresh cows, two-year-olds, bred back, springing cows, first calf heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, and baby heifer and bull calves. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to enhance your herd with high-quality cattle. We'll see you at the Richland Cattle Center auction this Wednesday at 11:30.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
100.9 WRCO.
Over by the gate, Lordy, here she comes with a basket full of chicken and a big cold jug of sweet tea. I make a little room and she climbs on up. Open up a throttle and stir a little dust. Just look at her face, she ain't a fooling me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up the land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. Tractor sexy, it really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up the land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who pickup trucks. But if it runs like a deer, man, her eyes light up. She thinks my tractor, she thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at sexy. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
I was never the same again. I'm a lifelong fan. Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I love country music. Favorite songs about the top to bottom. Perfect, you're like Brooks and Dunn's debut album. You got me feeling like I'm a brand new man.
Ooh, I'm a brand new man.
Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I I could survive as if I had you and that needle dropping on a vinyl.
Brown on WRCO, like I love country music. So a reminder today, the Good Shepherd Church in Viroqua offers a free community meal coming up this evening from 5 until 6:30. And Avoca Fire and EMS will host its last brat stand of the summer from 5 until 8 this evening at the Fire and EMS station in Avoca. Some quick reminders from WRCO today. We're about, let's see, 15 minutes away from our trivia question of the day. We'll also welcome some studio guests a little bit later on as we begin a busy week on the morning show. A lot of things going on this week, and we're preparing for back to school. We're preparing for the Richland County Fair, which is the week after this weekend. And, of course, Labor Day weekend this weekend. So we talked about this earlier this morning, but a lot of times the old timers would say that, you know, you drink coffee to cool down, you know, drink something hot, tea or whatever to cool down. I guess there's a couple of schools of thought in that. So have a cup of Java when it's up to 94 with 110 humidity later today, if you like. This is Brian White.
grind it up. It makes the perfect drink. I put it to my lips. I love the way it tastes. And early in the morning, for me to get the wing. Got to have my job. Got to have my job. Think they drink it not a, not even bother. When you're a coffee lover, to get your day started. If you like your brother, got to have my job. Now some love the aroma, the way it fills the house. Some they like the flavor, that's what it's all about. Some like cream and sugar, and some they like it black. But to me it don't matter, cause this is where I'm at. Got to have my job, got to have my job. You may drink it nada, not even bother. Started. If you like your brother, got to have my job. We like it hot. But for me to get my groove on, I tell you what I got. Got to have my job. Got to have my job. You may drink it night, not even bother. When you're a coffee lover, to get your day started. If you like your brother, got to have my job. Got to have my job. Got to have my job. You may drink it now, not even bother. When you're a coffee lover, to get your day started. If you like your brother, got to have my job. If you like your brother, got to have my job.
Waiting for it too late. Oh, let's something that makes you wanna sway.
Good morning from WRCO Radio. Making news on the lighter side today, the jersey Babe Ruth wore when he called his shot during the 1932 World Series, hitting a home run to left center field, has sold at auction for more than $24 million. Heritage Auction says the Yankee Slugger's jersey went for $24.12 million early Sunday after a bidding war in Dallas that lasted more than 6 hours. Heritage says the buyer wishes to remain anonymous. The jersey now is considered the world's most valuable sports collectible, beating the record for Mickey Mantle's 1952 rookie card, which Heritage Auctions sold for $12.6 million in 2022.
Gunderson Basketball is excited to announce the addition of board-certified dermatologist Dr. Sarah Enns. With an extensive background in all things skin, Dr. Enns specializes in a variety of conditions and is now seeing patients at the Gunderson Basketball Specialty Clinic. Whether you're struggling with stubborn acne, persistent skin irritation, or concerned about a mole or patch of skin that's changed, Dr. Enns can help. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Enns, call the Gunderson Basketball Specialty Clinic today.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
When you get to Oakwood, you're out there having fun.
The apples are plentiful at Oakwood Fruit Farm, featuring Honeycrisp, along with Paula Red, Rave, and more varieties perfect for cooking or eating. Don't miss the fresh apple cider donuts, caramel apples, and bakery items like take and bake pies, and fall mums, absolutely gorgeous. Open from 9 until 5, 7 days a week. Visit Oakwood Fruit Farm just south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs. Oakwood Fruit Farm, where fresh is always in season. Like them on Facebook and check the website.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. Walsh's Ace knows that window screens can get punctured or torn. Let Walsh's Ace repair your torn or punctured screen. The experts at Walsh's have the know-how. If you're looking for paint, the Ace Paint Department at Walsh's Ace has state-of-the-art equipment that can color match anything you have to paint. You can count on Walsh's Ace for everything, from screens to paint. Walsh's Ace in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Sleepy Hollow offers Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC certified parts and service for your vehicle. Just drive right in. No appointment needed. That's right, just drive right in for oil changes and maintenance at Sleepy Hollow. Can't make it to the dealership? We offer mobile service and free pickup and delivery. Need a courtesy car? We've got you covered. 24-hour towing, collision center, GM certified service, medium duty truck shop, plus auto glass, bed liners, and more. At Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. That's Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Viroqua's north side.
Trivia is coming up from WRCO. Here's Gabby Barrett's latest.
I was 7 years old. He was holding my hand. So we walked in the gym. He could tell pretend it's just you and me. So I closed my eyes and I stood on his feet.
Time. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see. What did we come up with our little crayon today? Let's see here. Okay, hold on. Yeah, all right, here it is. Which TV show had characters attend Bayside High School? Is it A, The Partridge Family? Could it be B, The Wonder Years? C, Brady Bunch? Or D, Saved by the Bell? All right, which of those TV shows had the characters attend Bayside High School? 608-647-4155. Cindy Thompson on WRCO Radio. Congrats to our big trivia winner today. That would be Marilyn Peckham. Good job. Marilyn got through the line with the right answer. The characters attended Bayside High School. He should have answered a little series by the name of Saved by the Bell. That was D in our multiple choice this morning. By the Bell, the answer to trivia today. For knowing the right answer, Marilyn wins a 6-inch sub of the day from Subway on the Sextonville Road, Richland Center. Discover better for you sub sandwiches at Subway. Subs are great any day, and so are Subway gift cards. Make someone's day with a Subway gift card or use it yourself.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Law enforcement across Wisconsin is speaking out in support of Tammy Baldwin for U.S. Senate. Listen to Sheriff Kurt Fell of Rock County.
Every day we battle illegal drugs coming into our community, and we know the attacks on Tammy Baldwin are not true.
Sheriff Jeff Scatroot of Greene County.
Tammy's working with law enforcement to stop the flow of fentanyl.
And Sheriff Calvin Barrett of Dane County.
She brought Democrats and Republicans together to crack down on the drugs coming from China and Mexico, giving us more tools to fight drug smugglers.
It's Tammy Baldwin who stood with the Border Patrol on border security. She supported the strongest border security bill in decades.
And Tammy voted 32 times to strengthen the border. She's fighting the flow of people and fentanyl coming across the border.
It's Tammy Baldwin I trust.
I trust.
I trust to help us keep Wisconsin safe.
I'm Tammy Baldwin running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Hey neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
The House on the Rock Resort in Roll Spring Green has immediate openings for hotel front desk positions. They're hiring for the second shift from 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. and the first shift from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. These seasonal jobs run through December. Join the team and enjoy a rewarding experience in a beautiful setting. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639 extension 1201 or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639 extension 1201. Start your new job at the House on the Rock Resort today.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center will welcome guests from the Ithaca School District during our morning show time today. That is after 9 and our ABC News update. We're up to 77 this morning. Here's Gary Allen.
I sure do hope this is a long night, 'cause I've never felt one so right. Each look into your eyes and falling a little more and more. Looks like we started us a fire, wrapped up in flames of desire. With every touch they're burning higher, two shadows dancing on the wall. Sleep here in the moonlight, entangled sheets will be here all night. And when we wake up in the morning, we might stay like this all day. Two people meant to be together, two lovers dreaming of forever, and it just keeps on getting. Soft and slow, you and me and the lights down low, with nothing on but the radio. Two people meant to be together, two lovers dreaming of forever, and it just keeps on getting.
About stripping down there, indeed. The Family Thrift Shop Board will have a monthly meeting coming up, and that is going to be at 1 o'clock at the Park Street Christian Church in Richland Center tomorrow. Also, a reminder that the Friends of Blue River will host a farmer's market on the second and fourth Tuesday of the month in the Blue River Park near the gazebo. That goes on again tomorrow night from 4 until 7. They had a big doings in Blue River over the weekend. Pretty good weather for that event, and well attended, as I understand it. A reminder that Rolling Hills Toastmasters Club will meet coming up on Tuesday from 6:30 until 8. Meetings held at Eagle School, Classroom 2. Meetings are hybrid, meaning you can attend in person or by Zoom. For more information or Zoom link, call 608-604-7743. From our community calendar,
yeah,
today.
again.
This is Phil Nee. Hope